Today, the Church celebrates the solemnity of Christ the King, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Luke, chapter 23, verses 35 to 43. The ruler sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself. If he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." There's a story, kind of a religious fairy tale of sorts, about a monastery of nuns that Satan wanted to drag down to hell. But he couldn't get the better of them. So Satan disguised himself as the risen Christ and his fellow demons as angels of light. They came in the night while the nuns were keeping vigil for the return of Christ. And suddenly the darkness outside was overwhelmed by a great light. Satan and his company approached the monastery, chanting the psalm, "O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory." Filled with joy, the nuns opened the church door and responded in song, "Who is the King of glory?" Satan spread his arms wide and bellowed, "I am the King of glory." And the whole host of demons, disguised as angels of light, chorused, "He is the King of glory." But the nuns recoiled when they saw Satan and slammed the door in his face. They refused to let the impostor enter because there were no nail marks in the palms of his hands. He had no wounds of love. Kings and queens are recognized by their crowns and the grandeur of their clothing and their surroundings. Jesus, in his passion, didn't look like a king. His earthly palace was Golgotha. His throne was a wooden cross. His crown was a wreath of thorns that were bloodied. His royal court was a thief on his right and on his left, with soldiers gambling for his clothes at the foot of his cross, and elders sneering and mocking him. He really didn't look anything like a king. Scripture tells us that both thieves at first insulted Jesus. These men were pathetic. They had committed crime after crime, descending lower and lower until they hit rock bottom and were hung on their own crosses. They were failures crying out in agony. But Jesus wasn't dying like one of them. He wasn't crying out and cursing the day of his birth. In fact, Jesus wasn't saying much at all. But what he did say will never be forgotten. On behalf of those who tortured and reviled him, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It will always be a mystery as to how two people can hear the same words and yet react so differently. One robber continued to insult Jesus. The other made an amazing act of faith, saying, "We are getting what we deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Only minutes before, he had mocked Jesus, and now he asked for a place in his kingdom. He couldn't be thinking of an earthly kingdom because he knew that Jesus, just like himself, would soon be dead. He had to be thinking of a kingdom beyond death, a kingdom that endures forever, a kingdom that belongs only to the King of Kings. And what a wonderful witness that robber made. He was the first to recognize that the wounds of Jesus were really wounds of love. He looked at Jesus and saw the King of Glory. Jesus must have rejoiced when this lost sheep stumbled into the fold mere moments before his final breath. Of this particular moment, Max Lucado writes, "At this point, Jesus performs the greatest miracle of the cross, greater than the earthquake, greater than the tearing of the temple curtain, greater than the darkness covering the earth. He performs the miracle of forgiveness. A sin-soaked criminal is received by a blood-stained Savior and washed clean by wounds of love. When the King of Glory comes with love radiating through all his wounds, will he find his image reflected in us? Will he find our wounds transformed by his love like the good thief? We pray that we, like that good thief, may turn to Jesus Christ, recognize his glory, and be transformed by our acceptance of his healing love.